Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio G and the Discussions for Women in Leadership, where we focus on how the styles and principles of an Omega leader can influence leadership. We will be back with you shortly to start this week's show in just a few minutes. Good evening and welcome to Studio G and the Discussions for Women in Leadership. We are excited that you are here this evening to join in on this call to once again talk about Lori Vest's latest book, Jesus Career Counselor. And this week in the studio, we do have Lori Beth Jones. Welcome, Lori Beth.
Hello. It's great to be here.
And we also have Vicki Arteaga representing the business pillar. Welcome, Vicki.
Hello. Great to be here.
Good to have you. And I believe finally we see someone dialing in from the education pillar. You know, they're always a day late and a dollar short over in the education. Welcome.
What up? Easy now. It's nice to be here. Nice to be welcome and appreciated, too.
Yeah, so I know it's your first week back at school, but I guess the principal's not in yet.
The principal is in the house now, my friend.
Well, welcome to the call. We're glad that everyone is here to talk with Lori Beth and to hear a little bit more about, Lori, what you've been tweeting and blogging about this week in regards to regenerate, what it means to bring the final earth piece into picture, into view, as we're talking about what it means to regenerate. So we are going to put our ears on and our heads together and just join you in this call this evening. So take us away.
Well, regeneration was one of my favorite chapters to research and look at in nature, which is God's creation, because I think in, you know, as we look at the human lifespan and we look at how we get old and things degenerate and we get old and decrepit, but really our cells are designed to regenerate themselves. And so when I went online and looked up animals that regenerate, listen to this list. If you cut a flatworm or a sponge into pieces, each piece becomes an entire new entity. Starfish and lizards can lose an arm and a tail and grow them back. Sharks lose and regrow 24,000 teeth over their lifespan. Crickets can regenerate their legs. And these are just a few of the examples of God's kingdom of, you know, chop it up and it becomes a whole new entity. Jesus talked about this when he said, tear down this temple and in 3 days I will raise it again. So he was totally aware of his regenerative capacity as a spiritual being. And I think we lose that. Even as Christians, you know, fearing death and being sad about the way our senses start to diminish in old age, we need to remember that we can regenerate. My mother is in a wonderful care facility now, Regency Care
mm-hmm.
Facility, and
right.
The activities director the other day was saying there's a woman there who's 104 years old, and she was swimming until she was 103, swimming and doing yoga. So sometimes it's our own mental picture that we then move into as self-fulfilling prophecies. I was reading in USA Today about a lot of the brain-injured soldiers that are coming back that have been written off before, and they're suddenly awakening again. Something is happening, and part of it is that the military has put a lot of money into brain injury research, and there's more people assigned to it, and they're not sending them home quite as fast. And families are allowed to stay with them and massage their legs, and they bring movies, you know, and tell them jokes and put scents on their pillows to let them remind them of familiar smells. And they're having a 78% return to consciousness from traumatic brain injury,
wow.
Which is unheard of. Mm-hmm. And in the private sector or the non-military sector, it's something like 20%. So there's a big surge in the brain regenerating its capacity to awaken. And I think that it's important for us to think about that in our careers and in our lives, because we really lock on to these scripts that we have. I was on a talk show in Seattle this morning, and we talked about that, how people get a script for their lives. This woman who's the host has had cancer 3 times and survived it. Amazing ability for the body to regenerate. So in careers, when we lose a job, can just imagine ourselves as a flatworm or as a cricket or as Jesus saying, tear this down and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. So to have that sense of the constant life form of God, when you look at a tree stump and you see a little baby tree coming out of it, you know, it's like, try to kill me, I'm still going to grow. So that's the theme of hopefulness and power in the regenerative ability and the God consciousness of all things on this planet and in our lives and in our very selves. So how do we carry that forward into our careers? And that's the discussion for tonight.
Very good. Very good starting and opening thought there. Alisa or Vicki, either of you want to jump in and respond, or do you have a direction to take that?
Well, yeah, I was thinking on the ashes. You know, a couple of years ago when we had the fires here in San Diego, there was a big fire that went all the way to Cuyamaca Lake, and there were many houses that were lost, and you know, just the forest that is around the lake, it was damaged really, really badly, and I remember having a retreat in a close-by town, and we had to take the route. We chose to take that route that went through the area that was damaged, and it was weird. It was like being on the moon. I don't know how to explain that, and maybe, you know, if somebody's listening and they have had experiences just looking at what the devastation of the fire causes. It was weird. However, if you stop the car and you look a little closer months later, you could see that very bright green was coming out again. And it was hope, and it was a new, different kind of vegetation that was growing. And it was fresh. And, again, that was hope. So I remember going to that retreat and just being on a roller coaster of emotions, sad because of what happened. But then seeing that little green coming out, just yeah. Like hope. And, you know, everybody was in that roller coaster, but praying and giving thanks to God that things regenerate. Thanks to him.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
Okay. Just to quickly add on to that, what's interesting, Vicki, is that when you're talking about that whole chaparral ecosystem and biome, it only regenerates through fire. That's the only way that certain of the plants, like the manzanita and the other bushes that are kind of part of that ecosystem, they only regenerate through fire. And I think has some heavy spiritual implications as well, is that sometimes, you know, to regenerate, we have to be taken back down to the core. There's some pruning. There's some circumstances that burn away all that's unnecessary. And in that heat and in that fire and that intensity, the seed is able to germinate and to take root and to sprout once again into something new, you know, as part of that regeneration process.
Yes. I mean, when we look at nature and we just see God everywhere, that is, both of those are just beautiful pictures. And I'm thinking about gardeners, and Jesus was a husbandman or a gardener. He used those allegories a lot in Scripture about gardeners and farmers. And I have a friend who's a gardener, and I'm just shocked at somehow she'll cut plants. I don't even want to name the plant because I may be naming the wrong plant, but she'll just take it down. And it's like, guy, how brutal. That was a beautiful plant. And she'll take it down to the root stub almost, because that's going to strengthen the plant and make it come back. And I know I planted a kangaroo plant in my front yard and was afraid to prune it. Now it's falling over. It's so heavy. It's a little head, you know.
Yeah.
So the God of regeneration, Shelley, I see you thinking a lot here. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm just this whole chapter on regeneration was kind of interesting because it weaves nature, it weaves the spirit, it weaves the natural, you know, like I've lost my job, how do I regenerate? Or I've lost my saltiness, how do I get it back? Or, you know, like you just said, Vicki, I just burned through a field, and how, you know, how does my fire stop or renew? And so I just think regenerate is has captured my thoughts this week, you know, on several levels. And maybe it's because we know that as we age, it is a process, you know, generation, and there's a new generation, but then there's a regeneration of that generation. It's just kind of an amazing thought. And then you had a couple of things, Lori, scattered throughout this chapter that I want you to address, too, on matter can never be destroyed. It can only be transformed. Do you want to talk to us just a little bit about that? That was a powerful statement that I think caught a lot of people's attention this week as well.
Well, we have a former science teacher here among us in the education group. So certainly what I said is not my own thinking.
Right.
Elisa, can you elaborate on that for us?
As an elementary school teacher, I probably can't go into too much more depth than that, but it's very true. All systems are what they call in biology closed systems, and nothing really comes in and nothing really goes out. It is what it is. And like you're talking about those cycles of life, they continually are regenerating. Any food chain, the water cycle, it's all, everything is constantly recycled, regenerated, and creating life, procreating life, you know, promoting the next form of that life. So, yeah, I was really moved by that writing as well. And 100% agree with your academics there.
Right. Well, nothing is ever created or destroyed, it's only changed in form. And as I've said many times, as I look at my mother and losing her eyesight and some of her mental memory capacities, I just picture it being transformed to the next realm. It's not, nothing's lost. It's being transformed. It's being relocated to behind the veil that we can't see. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah. And not only that is it being transformed, but like going back to that kind of the life cycle and the water cycle and the food chains that you're describing, and, you know, from, it's all about sustaining life. So it's not only is it recycled and does it come back, but I think the role that it comes back into is life promoting. And I think that's really powerful as well, and I really loved how you developed that.
Well, and of course, I love to delve into matters beyond, way beyond my depth of knowledge or experience, but I read quite a bit, and perhaps some of you saw in the New York Times theorist who says that gravity is an illusion. And I was with some friends in Santa Fe last weekend, and they just said, it is not an illusion. If you drop something, it falls. And I said, not if you get above the Earth's atmosphere. And they said, oh, yeah. You know, so the things that we think of as being rules really have a ceiling, a cloud ceiling. And Jesus said, there are other sheep I must care for. There are other things I cannot tell you of yet. There's mystery beyond what we know. So I had fun debating string theory and the illusion of gravity. What if gravity is really something that we just all believe? If we changed our belief, maybe it wouldn't be so grave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the new generations, you know, when you regenerate, when you invest yourself in others, either to mentoring or training or teaching, and you multiply the potential of whatever you're trying to do, or hopefully, you know, values or skills, or whatever it is that you can multiply. And it comes to my mind that the Pay It Forward, the movie.
Right.
How something simple, if you apply yourself, has a multiplication effect, and that can impact a lot of people. And geographically, your zone of influence, your area of influence grows. And as the Jabez prayer, you know, just expand my territory. And I don't know, for some reason, I went to that place when I was reading through that chapter, The New Generations.
Yes, very true. I'm sitting here looking at an apple on my desk, a real apple, and the question is, how many apples are in that apple?
Yeah.
And some kids, when they answer it, they count the seeds, and they say, oh, there's only, I don't know, 26 potential apples. No, I mean, it just goes on to infinity and beyond.
Well, yeah, it's exponential. One of the things that was also struck me as I was reading the chapter are just not only the message of hope that regeneration is, like you're talking about, that it's hope, and the anecdote you gave with the art director, but almost the spiritual imperative we have to be open to regeneration, to be true to our path, to be true to the mission and the purpose that we're created for. I wondered if you would like to comment on that a little bit.
Well, I think that's, once again, you ask a very deep and penetrating question. You know, what does it take to regenerate ourselves? And as I was rereading the chapter in preparation for the show, I talk about God only fired a few people. He fired King Saul because he was hard of heart. He fired the scribes and the Pharisees because they were hard of heart. When you look at anybody that he came up against, and Jesus was very strongly against hypocrites, and it's because they refused to regenerate their thinking. They were set on a path that they thought they knew the answer to, and here was a baby in a manger, someone from Nazareth, something coming, a surprise. I in one of my books, I say God's one of his favorite games is surprise. And
yeah.
You know, surprise, ta-da. So are we open to the surprises of God? Or do we think we know it all? And that's how we become cynical. And in Psalms 1, it says, blessed are those who do not sit in the seat of scoffers. And the scoffer's seat, I think about that often, you know, row one, right on the stage, but certainly not seat 20. Yeah. Well, the scoffers sit on the front row and they, you know, throw peanuts and they criticize, but they never get on the stage. And I think Jesus does not respect that. He'd rather have us on the stage.
Right. And as you're talking about that, go ahead.
Well, trying and failing and getting up again, again, regenerating our stance.
Talk a little bit about that getting up again in relation to generations. Do I think I'm too old to regenerate? You refer to the Psalm 92, they will still bear fruit in old age. I mean, speak to that for a second. I mean, is that's kind of what you're talking about?
Well, yes. I was delighted just this morning. I had breakfast with a friend who's just signed a 10-year extension on his contract with the board. And I've known him for a long time. And I said, how old are you? And he said, 63. It's like the board wants him. He's running a $4 billion corporation. The board wants him 10 more years, he'll be 73, then with a 2.5-year option to renew every 2.5 years.
Wow.
So, you know, that wisdom that's accumulated over time, we really can bear fruit in old age. There's olive trees that are 2,000 years old. the trees in the Garden of Gethsemane still bear fruit, the same ones that were there when Jesus was there.
So do you think that's why in Scripture, you know, the word retirement doesn't really appear, but regenerate does?
Ah, Shelley, that's very good. That's very good. Yes, retirement is a concept that's really an American ideal.
Right, Jewish tradition, you didn't really see retirement, right?
No, there. You worked. Yeah, you worked until you couldn't work, couldn't contribute anymore.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
As you were talking, I was also thinking of always the elements. I'm always kind of drawn back to the elements, and you're talking about, you know, that Jesus only fired, God only fired a few people in biblical times, and that we're all called to be on the stage and keep getting back up. I'm wondering what correlation there are with the elements. I would imagine that some elements are a little more predisposed and open to that idea of regeneration and that risk-taking and popping back up, and other elements might be a little more reticent to open themselves up to that. Is there anything you'd like to comment?
Well, I think this is one word that all the elements could agree on, comes naturally to each of them.
Okay.
And it is in the earth section of the book, because the earth constantly regenerates. The fire is all about, it's always wanting to regenerate something. And the wind, of course, loves to be in motion, so it's always stirring things up. And the water is always bringing life and wanting things to germinate or re-germinate. Mm-hmm. So I think it's one verb, action word, that all the elements could agree on comes naturally to them if they stop and think about it.
Mm. Interesting. That is interesting. It was kind of, you're right.
I got to stop and think about it, Lori.
Here's the earth processing.
Well, yeah. And you know what's funny is that I hadn't thought about it being in the earth section, and my instincts would have been that it would have been a challenge for the earth, because it implies change, and sometimes the earth is slower to change, but it does change. That's true. So interesting.
Well, the earth acts upon whatever's planted upon it. So really, and this really gets to leadership, if you want to change from a tomato to a potato, you have to take the action to change, to plant a different seed, but the earth will bring the same forces to bear on growing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that reminds me of our conversation last week, Elisa, where we were talking about, you know, your team, and that the earth's, that oddly enough, your earths really go along with you.
Yeah, oddly enough.
Yeah,
they do.
And so I was thinking that maybe because they just want something to be planted in them, and if they trust you to be the seed sower, then they're going to go along with it.
Maybe that's a very wise insight. And I think one thing I really, at the chapters as we're going through Jesus' career counselor on a personal level, because it is always about me, I really related to this as well, because the idea of regeneration isn't just about career changing. It's wherever you are, you know, that regeneration can take place within the context of your career, within the context of your position, because it's internal more so than an external. It's an internal process that will externalize itself, but that regeneration begins within. And people keep asking me, I sat in on our kind of the launch of the school year last year with my fellow managers and leaders, and talking about, you know, where are we going this year? And really, we're not going anywhere new. We're just, we're digging in, and we're going to get things right. And on the contrary, I look that this is a year of regeneration. This is a year of a lot of change, a lot of transition in terms of staff and personnel. But yet I'm coming to it with a sense that it's my first day on the job. There's a sense of regeneration starting anew, which is very quite motivating and exciting. So this was in particular, I think, this chapter not only talks to those in transition career-wise, but those that are in maybe a long-term career. I'm 20 years in, and it was but I'm in a year of regeneration, even though I'm physically in the same place.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
That's nice.
I had lunch today. I had a very busy day today, breakfast, lunch, radio interviews. Had lunch today with a good friend, Lisa Rose, who is the founder of First Friday organization in Dallas, and Karen and Shelley joined us. And we were talking about First Friday, and she has a real passion to help women particularly disadvantaged women or even abused wealthy women, you know, get their life back. And we were talking about how First Friday, the term First Friday, could apply to a woman. You know, she's going to help a woman move out of her house tomorrow who's being abused by her husband. This would be the first Friday of this woman's life. It's been a long week. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. It's all behind me now. I've got the weekend to recover and regenerate and then move
and
forward.
Start anew. Yeah, I think this is one that not only applies to all elements, but I think it applies to so many stages of life, the beginning, the middle, the end, and career places, the beginning, the middle, the end, or the transition. Some very powerful insight and inspiration.
And also, just to think about, sometimes it's a matter of getting inside of your core, because another definition is to bring, lead, or force to abandon a wrong or evil course of life, conduct, and adopt a right one. So, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of taking the time to get out of yourself and gain perspective. And just see, okay, so why am I in a bad mood? Or why, I'm bored. And that can lead you to a lot of things, you know, to the root of what is causing your emotions and a regeneration. It's just a matter to reshift your mind.
Beautifully said. You're nodding.
Not really. We just have about 2 to 3 minutes, Lori, for you to kind of summarize. For people that are finding themselves, you know, in a crisis this week, last month, this year, last year, who are still moving through a regenerative process, you know, are there some, we know there are no easy answers. And this chapter really helps define that regeneration is a process, you know, that it's kind of earthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the earth changes in seasons. We have 4 of them. And every 3 months, we get a new one. So kind of speak in the next couple of minutes to the process of regeneration and how the game is sometimes won in the last 2 minutes.
Right. Well, when you think as Shelley was talking about that, and I think also, Vicki, to your point about going within, hibernation is sometimes a part of regeneration.
Mm.
Sometimes, for me, I know I've had a retreat, a 2-year retreat, in a way, from the world, in a sense, and yet I've written 2 books, and all sorts of things have happened. The new growth, you know, that Vicki and Elisa talked about in the forest. So sometimes it looks like hibernation. Sometimes it looks like going to your opposite element. So if you're a fire, maybe you need to go spend time near the water. And mm-hmm. if you're a water, maybe you need to get out of the swamp and go to a fire, you know, and
yes.
start taking some actions. Likewise, if you're a wind, maybe you need to, there's specific earth things that you need to do that you've neglected that are pulling you down or keeping you scattered. And then for the earth, maybe you need some wind. Maybe you need to get up and dance a little bit and move and not take things so seriously. So regeneration is a precious process, and it really comes from knowing that God is your source. And when you lose sight of your source, when we lose sight of our source, then we feel afraid and alone and abandoned. But there is no abandonment in God. There's only moving away and then coming back home. So return to me, that's the earth. Remain, return, regenerate. So it's the earth was a really fascinating section for me to work on because it is my lowest element, and I learned so much through the scripture reading it. And I hope that this has been a blessing to you who are listening today and tonight, wherever you are, that you have the capacity to regenerate, because our God is an awesome God.
Excellent. Thank you all for joining this evening.
Vicki, Elisa, Lori Beth, thank you all for your time and for another great show on the topic of Jesus, career counselor, how to find and keep perfect. So we're going to sign off just a few more seconds here. Thank you all, and we will see you next week to jump into that wind activity, Lori Beth, in Jesus' name. Take care, y'all. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.